Romans 3:25-26. Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for your great grace and mercy. Open our eyes and teach us through your Spirit to grasp the depths of your love and grace for us. Help us to understand what Jesus has done for us on the cross, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. I am truly honored to share the word of God with you today. Verse 25, let's read. God presented him, Jesus, as an atoning sacrifice in his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he passed over sins committed before. Verse 26, he did this to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and to justify the one who has faith in Jesus. Meditation question. What is the atoning sacrifice? How did Jesus atone for our sins? We discussed in verse 24 what it means to have been justified through the blood of Jesus. Verses 25 and 26 explain that Jesus was an atoning sacrifice for our sins. He took away our guilt through his death on the cross and took upon himself the judgment we deserve for the sins we have committed. In this section, I would like to make clear the meaning of the atonement of Christ. There are numerous books and articles, probably hundreds, written about the atonement of Christ, but I hope that I can explain it simply and clearly. Many people do not value what Jesus has done for us on the cross, they deny that we are sinners, and two, they do not believe that God will judge people for their sins. People who think there will be no judgment or retribution for our sins will, of course, not value Christ's sacrifice. To come to faith in Christ, we must grasp the meaning and value of his death on the cross. We must admit our rebellion against God and rejection of his rule. We should not think that we believe in Christ because we are good people. We should not think we're doing something good for God by believing. The opposite is true. We are not bringing our goodness to God and adding faith to it. It is wrong to think I am really a good person. I have only committed a few sins, which are really not that bad, and I'm sure everyone else is doing the same things. This would be a proud and incomplete repentance. We repent knowing that Jesus died for my sins, for our sins, and my rebellion against the living God. My sins put Jesus on the cross. Understanding the atonement of Jesus should help us to grasp the depth of our sin and the magnificence of his grace. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We deserve judgment and condemnation and death because of our sins. We are not righteous apart from Christ. However, Jesus shed his blood so that our sins could be forgiven and that we could be justified before God through his blood. We have been declared righteous in God's sight. We are not like pardoned criminals with a long list of sins on a list that God keeps and holds against us in case he wants to judge us in the future. We have been declared not guilty. God declared us to be righteous because of the shed blood of Christ. We have been justified by faith. But that is not all. Jesus atoned for our sins. This is different than a pardon. He removed the guilt, condemnation, and judgment we deserved. We will not face the wrath of God because the wrath of God was already poured out on Jesus on the cross. Christ's sacrifice covers our guilt and judgment. This is the meaning of atonement. God's forgiveness of our sins does not mean that he just overlooked our wrongdoing. He forgave our sins, but also delivered us from punishment, from the wrath of God, through the atonement of Christ. Jesus atoned for our sins. He was judged in our place. God poured out his wrath on his Son instead of on us. This was the Father's plan, And Jesus was a willing sacrifice because of his love for us. In the Old Testament sacrificial system, animals were sacrificed to make atonement for sin. Exodus 16 describes the observance of the Day of Atonement, on which the high priest would offer the blood of a goat on the atonement cover in the Holy of Holies. The atonement cover was the lid on the Ark of the Covenant. Hebrews 9:5 refers to the atonement cover, which is also called the mercy seat in some translations. The Hebrew word for atonement cover or mercy seat is, I don't know how to pronounce it right, kaporet, K-A-P-O-R-E-T. This means to cover or remove sins. Jesus covered our sins before God with his blood, making it possible for us to dwell in his presence. God said to Moses in Exodus 25:21-22 about the mercy seat, also called the atonement cover, set the mercy seat on top of the ark and put the tablets of the testimony I will give you into the ark. I will meet you there above the mercy seat between the two cherubim that are over the ark of the testimony. I will speak to you from there about all that I command you regarding the Israelites. God promised to meet with Moses above the mercy seat and to speak with him there. It is a place where sins are forgiven and atoned for. Jesus is our mercy seat. He covers our sins and brings us into the presence of God. It's just not forgiveness so that we can go to heaven. It's bringing us into relationship with God, into his presence. In Judaism, the Day of Atonement is called Yom Kippur, which is the holiest day of the year for Jewish people. When Paul said that Jesus was an atoning sacrifice, he was surely referring to the Day of Atonement and to the atonement cover. The concept of atonement includes reconciliation with God. The word atonement is one of the few theological terms that derive from Old English. It means to make at one, atonement, and points to the process of bringing those who are estranged into unity. Some called atonement at-one-ment, which is in line with the meaning of the Hebrew word for atonement. Atonement refers to the work of Christ in dealing with the problem of the sins of mankind and in bringing sinners into right relationship with God. To make atonement means to remove alienation and to make reconciliation with God possible. God, our Father, offered Jesus as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. He forgave our sins and brought us into a right relationship with himself. Jesus died in our place as a substitutionary sacrifice for our sins. The following verses describe how Christ was judged on our behalf. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21 and Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray and turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He took our punishment to make us right with God. Meditation question: how did God demonstrate his righteousness through the cross? How is God just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus? Verse 25 says that God presented him as an atoning sacrifice in his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he has passed over sins committed beforehand. God was patient with people before Christ came and did not punish them fully as they deserved, but showed mercy, knowing that the cross would make full justification possible. In verse 26, Paul wrote, he did this to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and to justify the one who has faith in Jesus. God demonstrates his righteousness and character in the cross. God is righteous and therefore must justly punish sin, because God is just, he punished Jesus for our sins on the cross, and through the same cross, he justified us. The cross does not represent a compromise between God's wrath and his love. The cross satisfies and demonstrates both God's justice and his love. The cross reveals both the justice of God and his justifying love for us. He is the just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. As in the previous section, let's consider why all of this is good news. Why is the atoning sacrifice of Jesus good news for us? Number one, God not only forgave our sins, but destroyed the record of our sins. Number two, Jesus saved us from judgment by suffering on the cross in our place. And number three, the atoning sacrifice of Jesus made it possible to come into the presence of God. He is our mercy seat. He is our atonement. This is really good news. Let's pray. Father, you offer Jesus as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. He suffered your wrath and took the punishment for our sins. He made atonement for us. Through the sacrifice of Jesus, you forgave our sins and made us one with you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.